Blog Talk Radio.
One time. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl, and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics acknowledging. Lead bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up, the cop shot again. Bust stop glass burst, a fiend drops a Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody, come on, little niggas is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, the street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about, nigga, the time is now.
All I need is one mic.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never gets shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it. I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga. This time is now.
All I need is one mic.
That's all I need, nigga. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga needed to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic. All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man. What I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand or want to see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secret is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weakness is. I have none. Too late to grab guns. I'm blasting because I'm a fool, nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Who's you, niggas? What you call an infinite brawl? Eternal souls clashing. World gets deep. Some beef is everlasting. Complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop will get killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my brains, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working complaints. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true, she came to me. When a man caught a sentence, diamonds are blinded. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. So now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic.
One mic. One mic. Yeah. All I need is one mic.
One mic.
That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash. All I need is one mic.
I get like niggas thought. Like niggas forgot about me. How could you do that? Yeah. Yeah.
Jumpman, 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 let me tell you something. Beyonce dance a circle, look what I accomplished. Niggas talk a bunch of nothing, then they don't do nothing. Chop a bullet, hit his body, it look like he crumpin'. Jumpman, 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 these niggas be stuntin'. Say you selling dough, a partner, let's be honest. I need some proactive, cause all these niggas bumping, he wanna fight, but his bitch all up in my comments, My mom laughing to the bank, ha ha, I'm a monster, sci-fi to the police, no high blah. My mom in your top one, fuck your top five. Disrespect any of my guys, you can get these hands like a high five. My, I'm a real nigga, why would I lie? Touch fresh hardy or rah-rah, and that 40 Glock going pop. Alright, Papa Ron said calm down. But if I ever feel disrespected like a raindrop, it's going down. And now I know exactly why they hate my friend. My pockets full like they've been lifting weights, my friend. I fucked the bitch that you took on a date, my friend. She always going like she got no break, my friend. Oh, shawty wanna fuck, I'm like, okay, my friend. Girl, I'm just trying to F like a fucking bad grade, my friend. Oh, then kick you out my house, no, you can't stay, my friend. Sorry, girl, you ain't my friend. You gotta get off my couch. You cannot sit in my house. Girl, you like Tigger, so grab your little shit and then bounce. Block you on Twitter like four different times. Shawty, why you got so many accounts? And if money talk like they said, dude, my money got something to announce. How you doing? This is money speaking, not running. If you niggas didn't hear me, niggas lying saying they getting to me when they really not even getting near me. Scam money don't make money. Like, really, dog, do you niggas fear me? Running, can you pull me out your pocket? I don't think these niggas hear me clearly. Oh, my bad. They on hoverboards while I drive past. And when it come to rapping, they can't see me like they eyes bad. Text me if it ain't about money, I don't reply back. Don't get mad cause it say red on your iChat. I be handling business, I don't need no briefcase. And if my bitch start bitching, then she getting replayed. And if a nigga tripping, start to get out his place. All you see on his face is the motherfucking jump man, jump man, jump man. Your face getting stumped, Dallas, Texas in the motherfucking building, man. Oh, let go.
Welcome to Speak On It. This is your girl, Selly Aranis. And since our host, Tommy Gillespie, is not available at the moment, I'm going to go on ahead and tell you my name and spell it so that you know how to say it and spell it. It's C-E-L-L-I. Don't let them call me Sealy. If you see me, you call me Selly, okay? At any rate, Tommy has been on vacation. Cornell is back from vacation. Contract negotiations are done. So what you heard last week was true. Cornell is back in the house. He'll be on in a little bit. I'm with Rod Kaplan, our producer and engineer, and we are ready to roll. Thanks for joining us tonight on Speak On It with a lot of hell legends and me, Selly, celebration.com. Rod, why don't you play something real quick and let's get these stories together because I got some hot stories tonight.
Let the band deal with it. that's for sure though.
Are those blue
white
jeans you're wearing?
Hell nah, ho, you know they polo. I've been used again, accused again. Did it time been rolling top of something done by one of my using friends. Soon as they seen the bands, hit the season was in. Hell, cause they feeling me, but I understand and they reason being. Shit, but I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, make a plan for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants. Shit.
Radio with the Lauderhill Legend and Cornell and myself. Cornell will be on a little bit later. Tommy is MIA, but we're going to find him. He's going to call in at some point. It's been a very busy week in sports and in Hollywood, and I have some stories for you tonight that are pretty interesting. I think the main story that I want to roll out with is the Colin Kaepernick Michael Vick story. I don't know if you saw Shannon Sharp on TV talking about Michael Vick's comment about Colin's hair and how he needed to do something about it. There's a belief out there that Colin Kaepernick is being blackballed for protesting during the national anthem for taking a knee last year. And there are other points of view and opinions that the former 49ers quarterback wasn't playing as well. So they're saying that his hair isn't the reason why he's not getting a deal. It's his actual playing. And there are two theories out there that are conflicting. The thing I think that everybody was really up in arms about was the point that Michael Vick had the audacity to say that he needed to get Colin to cut his hair. He also said, and I quote, "Listen, I'm not up here trying to be politically correct, but even if he puts cornrows in, I don't think he should represent himself in that way in terms of the hairstyle. Why not just go clean cut? Why not make pit bulls fight each other to the death? How about that? Let's not get felony charges in due time for fighting dogs. Can we do that, Michael Vick? People in glass houses should not be throwing stones, certainly at Colin Kaepernick, who's done more for the black community than you have ever done. And as Shannon Sharp pointed out, when you got out of jail, you were able to get into your football contract at the age of 29. Colin is out here informing, educating, saving our youth, and you want to front because he has a fro? Brother, please, you need to do better than that. There's some other stories that we're going to talk about. I'm just going to give you all a moment to marinate on that. If you're interested in talking to me live, you could call in at 929-477-3686, and I'll be happy to answer your questions or hear what your point of view is about this Michael Vick, Colin Kaepernick fight on TV in our sports media. I think Colin, you know, his comeback was pretty interesting. He posted a meme of Stockholm Syndrome saying that your boy Michael Vick was suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. If you don't know what that is, why don't you Google it while we play a song and come right back to you. Give us a call. Listen in. We'll be right back.
I get like niggas thought. Like niggas forgot about me? How could you do that? Yeah. Yeah.
Jumpman, let me tell you something. Beyonce dance a circle, look what I accomplished. Niggas talk a bunch of nothing, then they don't do nothing. Chop a bullet, hit his body, it look like he crumpin'. Jumpman, these niggas be stuntin'. Say you selling dough, a partner, let's be honest. I need some proactive, cause all these niggas bumpin', He wanna fight, but his bitch all up in my comments, My mom laughing to the bank, ha-ha, I'm a monster, sci-fi, to the police, no ha-bla. My mom in your top one, fuck your top five. Disrespect any of my guys, you can get these hands like a high-five. My, I'm a real nigga, why would I lie? Touch fresh, hardy, or rah-rah, and that 40 Glock going pop-pop. Alright, Papa Ron said calm down. But if I ever feel disrespected like a raindrop, it's going down. And now I know exactly why they hate my friend. My pockets full like they've been lifting weights, my friend. I fucked the bitch that you took on a date, my friend. She always going like she got no breaks, my friend. Oh, shawty wanna fuck, I'm like, okay, my friend. Girl, I'm just trying to F like a fucking bad grade, my friend. Oh, then kick you out my house, no, you can't stay, my friend. Sorry, girl, you ain't my friend. You gotta get off my couch. You cannot sit in my house. Girl, you like tigger, so grab your little shit and then bounce. Block you on Twitter like 4 different times. Shawty, why you got so many accounts? And if money talk like they said, dude, my money got something to announce.
How you doing? This is money speaking, not running. If you niggas didn't hear me, niggas lying, saying they getting to me when they really not even getting near me. Scam money don't make money. Like, really, dog, do you niggas fear me? Running, can you pull me out your pocket? I don't think these niggas hear me clearly.
Oh, my bad. They on hoverboards while I drive past. And when it come to rapping, they can't see me like they eyes bad. Text me if it ain't about money, I don't reply back. Don't get mad cause it say red on your iChat. I be handling business, I don't need no briefcase. And if my bitch start bitching, then she getting replayed. And if a nigga tripping, start to get out his place. All you see on his face is the motherfucking
jump man. Your face getting stumped, man. Dallas, Texas in the motherfucking building, man. Oh, let go.
Babe, we gonna make some shake. I got a call while we were away. If you'd like to call in, you can call. The number here is 929-477-3686. Speak on it media, speak on it radio. For Blog Talk Radio with the Lauderhill Legend and Cornell and me, Sally. Like I was saying, while we were away on that song, I got a call. Caller didn't want to speak on the air. They was nervous. But they had a comment about the Colin, about the Kaepernick Vic situation. And basically the comment was that as a community, it's bad when we're seen in the media going against one another. Colin Kaepernick tried to keep it classy, and he mentioned the Stockholm Syndrome. If you're not familiar with Stockholm Syndrome is, I know I gave you an assignment to Google it, but basically Stockholm Syndrome is what is referred to as when hostages are taken captive, and when the least bit of kindness is shown to them, they tend to defend their captors. And the reason why he posted that as a response is was basically saying that Michael Vick was demonstrating a symptomatic response of Stockholm Syndrome. Like, a little bit of his history, we all know that Michael Vick is a very talented athlete, and I respect him for his skill, but he was convicted of a felony, which required him to do, I believe he did 18 months in federal prison for fighting dogs. Upon his release, he was given a contract and he was able to come back and play pro ball. He had a reputation for being a bad boy. Back in his day, when he wore cornrows, people had something to say about that. But he was a young dude. He was making a lot of money, and he felt justified in his lifestyle. When he said what he said, he said that he didn't want to be politically correct. And he followed it by saying that that he just can't come out and do whatever he wants. The response by Kaepernick, by showing that he has Stockholm syndrome, is Vic, you narrowly made it back into the league. Because you were given a second chance, with the NFL showing you the least bit of compassion, you have all of a sudden become their supporters. Like, you're speaking up for them, the same people who wanted to strip you of your livelihood. And you were controversial during your time when you were, before you did your time. So that's what the meaning behind him posting that meme was. And what the caller wanted to point out is that, we're often seen going head to head with each other on media, in the media, giving people an excuse to continuously mistreat us. I appreciate what was said on Speak for Yourself. I appreciate it. And I think that Shannon really cut to the chase and made his position very clear that, young man, Michael Vick, you cannot throw stones when you are in your own glass house. So don't be shy. If you have a comment, if you have a concern, if you disagree with me, come on through. Call in 929-477-3686. We're going to finish up. Cornell's going to finish up doing what he's doing, and he's going to pop back in. We got something to talk about with this whole Free My Dog OJ that happened today. So stick around for it. Call in. You can come on in to the show and make a statement or ask a question. We're here for you tonight on Speak On It Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Sally, and we'll be right back.
Lambones, 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 Mac 10, 10.
Yeah.
Still eating tacos. Hey, we're back. Sounds like we're back. Hey, everybody, it's Sally here on Speak On It with the Lauderhill Legend, who is doing what he legendary, what makes him a legendary man. He is out in the Keys with his family fishing. I think he's getting bad reception. I was telling Rod, maybe Tap, he needs to get Verizon, you know what I'm saying, because I get my calls everywhere. I'm going to get it. It's coming through. My phone going to ring. But anyway, I'm not going to stay on that. Let's talk a little bit about some entertainment news. That's really the reason why I'm on this show, because my name ain't Celebration for nothing. I know what's going on. I don't want to be the skirt with the dirt. I don't like telling people business. But if it's posted, like if there are I'm a blogger. I'm a blogger. I'm not nosy. I'm not trying to get in your personal business. But if it's rolling across my screen for a 24-hour period, I think it's a story that needs to be shared. So let me cut to the chase and talk about Miss Mel B. You remember Mel B, Scary Spice from the Spice Girls. Well, Miss Mel B has been in the news lately, and I'm sure you're aware of her marital issues. Mel B, let me give you a little background. Mel B was an English pop singer in the group Spice Girls in the 90s. She came back on the scene in the 2000s really heavily because she was expecting Eddie Murphy's love child. That's how she popped back up on the scene. So she had a baby with Eddie Murphy, and then her relationship with Eddie Murphy didn't pan out, and she ended up getting together with Stephen Belafonte. Whether or not he's related to Harry Belafonte, I'm not sure. They kind of look alike. They're team light skin, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, Mel B and her now estranged husband, Stephen Belafonte, were doing very well at the very beginning. But when she started being on the scene more, she started getting more work. Of course, she made more money than he did. So he was her manager. And then they had to hire a nanny. So silly Mel B decides to hire a nanny that is looking like Tiger Woods' type, you know, the beautiful, skinny, Swiss, blonde, blue-eyed nanny type. Okay, so time goes on, and they start having threesomes. And then they start having, you know, videotaped sexual escapades. And then they start doing the whole 50 Shades of Grey, tie you up, beat you with a little switch type of thing. So, you know, Mel B is thinking she has a strong relationship and that this is going to work out and it's not going to be a problem. Yet, when you introduce somebody else to your bed, there must be something wrong with your head. It goes downhill from there. So now, here we are, and Mel B has decided that she doesn't want to be married to her husband, whom she has a child with, and she wants to be free from this relationship. She has a couple of things in the way. Her husband makes less money than she does. The nanny sees a meal ticket, so she's getting in on the deal. They were doing the whole hide the sex tape game, and it's just a big old mess. So Stephen Belafonte has requested emergency spousal support to the courts in California. Getting a divorce in California is one of the most difficult states in the United States of America to get a divorce in, especially if you are a millionaire. And by the way, Mel B's net worth is $10 million. So Stephen Belafonte was requesting like $15,000 for food expenses. Who eats $15,000 worth of food every month? I need to know where that food is going. Like, you could feed small villages with $15,000. You could feed several small villages. He needs to get with Akon and turn some lights on in some remote areas of Africa and stop playing. You don't need $15,000 a month to eat. So anyway, long story short, the order also included a one-time payment of $140,000 for Stephen's legal fees, and Mel B had to cut a check for that And get this, Stephen Belafonte, $40,000 a month. Literally, he could, we were just talking about this in the break when I was talking about my Verizon bill. He could buy in full a couple of Mercedes Benzes every month and flip those. You know what I'm saying? He is not suffering in the least. He got a $15,000 lunch check. Like, how is he broke? What is the real problem? I just think it's a shame. I know it happens to men. Guys, if you want to fuss at me and tell me that women do it every day, okay. But in this case, no. We love Scary Spice. You know, her little check from, the X Factor and America's Got Talent. He wouldn't have no $15,000 a month check, lunch bill, if she wasn't working on America's Got Talent and the X Factor. I think the judge in California is crazy. If you disagree with me, call me and let me know. The number here is 929-477-3686. This is Sally, and we'll be back in a minute.
Still nigga.
heard that OJ. Well, guess who we have on the line? I'm so glad that you're here with me. I was over here talking to myself. We are on Speak On It Radio for Blog Talk Radio with usually the Lauderhill legend, Tommy, who is MIA tonight. He's really down in the keys. But co-host Cornell is back. Contract negotiations have been done. You back from Europe. You know, you ready. You know what I'm saying? You're not upset no more. You're not mad no more. You know, did they get the money right, though, Cornell? Like, did they get the paper right? That's what I want to know.
Well, hey, you know they
what
they would
do for me? You listen, Jerry?
Yeah, what can I do for you, Rod? You just tell me what can I do.
It's a very personal, very
Cornell.
Important thing.
Cornell,
it's a family
if they
mind.
Get your money right, they're going to get my money
I'm
right. I'm
want to make sure you're ready, brother.
With you.
Well, you got a whole lot for what you want. You got to be willing to go on strike.
Show me the money.
That's right. So, Cornell, man, contract negotiations are over. You got what you wanted. I feel strong in my, you know, in my petition. When I go in, I'm going to go in strong, too. And I'm going to take a European vacation, too, because Cornell did it. So,
that's
Cornell,
how you
got
to do it.
We got to show up. What? Tell me now. Let's you know, break this down. How do you really feel about the juice being loose? What's up with this parole hearing today for your boy OJ Simpson?
Well, I honestly thought it was gonna. I thought it was gonna hold the so-called murders against him because technically he's not a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody, once somebody say OJ, they automatically say he killed two people. Well, he got found not guilty, so technically
right.
not a murder. I thought they was gonna hold that against him, and when I seen they let him go, I was like, whoa. You know, I thought he was end up dying in prison.
Man, do you remember when they first found him not guilty? Like, what was that? 1993. And everybody
was
watching the verdict.
95.
Yeah. We were in Tallahassee, and I stayed home. I didn't go to class that day. I was watching TV because I wanted to see what was going to happen.
What was I? I was working. Yeah, I was working. Listening to it on the radio.
I was home. We were like literally sitting on my Martin Inspired green leather couch. Watching the OJ trial on my big box RCA TV, and I was hot. I was like, they better not. As soon as they said that he was not guilty, I swear, we went running and screaming. It was like Mardi Gras. We were so happy, like, yeah, the glove did not fit. You must have quit.
But,
right.
But you know what? I was kind of mixed on that.
Why?
I was kind of mixed on that. Because, I have no sympathy for any black man that turned his back on his people. But then again, it was like, okay, not a shoe on the other foot. So now you get to feel the pain that Emmett Till mom felt, and countless of other people who got found not guilty. Knowing they did some murderous act against a black man, and they got away with it. So it was. I was like,
I get what you mean.
Feel,
it's like
yeah.
he got off, but what about all the others who didn't get off? What about all those untried, you know, unwarranted murders of black men that never even went to trial and
right.
basically were forgiven? And this one man. The lawyers, his lawyers earned their money. They won the case. He
exactly.
was found not guilty. But white America, and if Tommy were here, he would call us Black Lives Matter right now. But white America did not want to accept that even though he was acquitted, that he was not, they didn't want to accept that. They still
and
refused to believe
wondered.
That he did it.
I always wonder, could OJ actually sue people from ESPN and all those other sportscasters who talk about him, and they say he murdered two people.
They That was definitely defamation of character.
But then they'll come back on the other end and say she got found liable in civil court. So I'm sure, you know, they got some high-priced lawyers to let them know what they can and can't say. So.
Well, if you want to chime in and talk with Cornell and I about the OJ verdict today, this is a surprise story because we really wasn't expecting to talk about this in our plan and meetings and everything. But the number here is 929-477-3686. Cornell, you were saying, I'm sorry, I think I chopped you off there at the end. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure ESPN and Fox Sports, they got high. CNN, whoever else report on it, the first thing they say is he murdered. They said emphatically, like, he murdered two people. Like,
he didn't do it. They couldn't prove that he did. They could not prove it. They couldn't prove it. It's not about what they say he do, it's what they can prove. And they couldn't prove that he committed those murders. And that's why he was acquitted. And he was never exonerated because it went back to the civil court and they fought for civil, you know, what is it when they get the money? What is it? What do they call when they sue for money? Well, the Goldman family
trial.
Got money. Like, yeah.
Right.
Well,
they
won the civil trial.
But and then, you know, OJ, I mean, you done beat something like that. Man, you got to sit down somewhere. I know you went back in Vegas to take your stuff back. But at the same time, you OJ, man. You know these people looking to nail you for anything.
Did they blame it on the alcohol? Were they trying to say that the reason why? Because in the parole hearing today, they were talking about what he was allowed, what he's going to be allowed to do and not allowed to do. And it said in the report that his blood alcohol level has to be under 0.8. And so that means that he could still have alcohol, but he's not allowed to do illegal drugs. So do you think that when he went to Las Vegas to get his stuff back, because that's really why he's been in jail all this time. The people took his doggone stuff and were making money off of his memorabilia, and he wanted his stuff back. He busted through the door with the 4-4, like, give me my stuff. What are you doing? And he ended up doing 10 years on this. So do you think that the alcohol influenced his behavior when he went and busted that door down in Vegas?
No, I don't know whether he was drunk or not. I think what influences his behavior is, hey, I'm OJ. I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, lack a lot of self-awareness.
Yeah,
this is true. You know, you skating on thin ice, man. The best thing
you think that maybe while he was locked up, he found himself? Because a lot of brothers, when they get locked up, they get in those books and they start reading and they start learning. Think that maybe during his time, you know, on the ranch, he had an opportunity to grow and learn a little bit?
I don't know. Time will tell.
Because you know they're watching. You know they're watching.
The first time he slip up, he going to finish out them 33 years.
Hey, but Cornell, they tried to keep your man locked up. They tried to present information today that would have impeded his parole. Talking about they caught him handling his own personalized business in his cell. Talking about it's against policy for him to self-pleasure.
I read that somewhere. Then I read that word.
How the heck? How you lock a man up for 10 years and he ain't even supposed to touch himself? How? How does that happen?
I don't understand. That's the rules.
I think they say it was a problem because it was a female officer, one of the corrections officers. She was, you know, making noises for him so that he could do his thing in his cell. And that was what they were trying to present to prohibit him from being paroled today.
Well, I tell you what, that's better than the alternative.
Yeah, that's deep. That's really trying to find a needle in a haystack. You wrote, he was, according to what I've read, he had a perfect, perfect behavior. He did not get in any trouble the whole time he was there. He was given permission. His chores, the jobs that he did, he was allowed to be amongst, like, in the gym area where the, because I think he's in a, I think he was in a prison where one side is female and the other side is male, but he was given permission to clean the female locker rooms, I believe I read somewhere. He was given a lot of responsibility. He was what they call a model prisoner, if there is such a thing. So when he was going today for his hearing, the news started coming out that, you know, OJ got caught doing the do in his cell, and that's against the, it's against policy, so he may not get parole. That didn't work.
I just thought they was going to hold a whole murder case against him. But if they
couldn't try it twice at the same time.
I mean, that's why he didn't. Really, that's the reason why he did 9 years in prison. It wasn't for,
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't for what he did. It was for what they said, what they thought he did.
It's for what they wanted to punish him for originally.
Right.
And they found a way to,
So,
so you think he going on the white girl hunt when he get out? Like, you think, you know, when October hit, he going to the, you know, they going to have a pool party, and he going to find some pink toes to the pool?
That's his style now. I remember him on a talk show.
You think he can host the talk show or be on one?
No, he was on this talk show. It was after he got out the first with the, when he beat the first charge, the murder charge. And it was a talk show. It was like set up like The View, but I think it was on BET, and it was like a bunch of black guys. And he was bragging about how he, you know, how he liked white men.
In defense of black men, Cornell, I got it, because we have a lot of listeners, you know. And we are not racist here on this show.
No, I do know
we're not racist. Let's not take this out of context, listeners. But when you look at OJ's history, and when you look at how he was a representative for the black community, because he really broke through that glass ceiling as being like, I think he was like the first NFL to get like a real big endorsement deal where he was making money on top of his, you know, his football money. So, like, in the hood, or not even in the hood, like, black people in America really looked to OJ as, like, man, I could do it. I could be that. He did it. And then for him to articulate publicly all the time that he did not like black women. Like, I don't want a black woman. I'm not going to be with no black woman. That was hurtful to black women in America. It still is. Like, you can have your preference, you can have your druthers, but why you got to drag at that? Like, I mean, your daughter's a black woman. You like her. You should.
And that's the dilemma I have with supporting it. You know, it's good. Okay, you beat the case. All right. But once you turn your back, and then when you figure out, well, you know, when they show that documentary on him, you say, I'm not black, I'm okay.
We just played that song right before we talked about him in this segment. Yeah.
So,
you think he gonna hit up? Do you think he gonna hit up Jay and be like, "What's up with that song?"
what OJ need to do is go somewhere in Idaho. You get 20 grand a month from the NFL.
That's right.
Don't nobody take
That's
your
right.
pension.
$300,000 a year for the rest of his, as long as he lives. And they can't touch
somewhere
it.
And just live, man. Get out of the spotlight.
I think that's what your boy Kanye West did. He went out to the sticks. He went out to the woods. Yeah, to go hide out.
That's what OJ needs to do. But he's going back down Yahweh. He'll be in Miami somewhere. He's 70-something years old, man. He ain't got no business on Southie.
He'll probably be at the He'll probably be at the Doral Golf Club. He used to hang out over there. I might, you know what I'm saying, be in Bal Harbour one day and see him. Be like, "What's up, OJ? What's good?"
OJ,
let's play a song.
Idaho and just get him a little ranch somewhere and just cool out.
Okay. He can even get a mail order bride. He could pick whatever race he likes. He could just, you know, do that.
Whatever. Just stay out of the spotlight.
Let's go to a break real quick. When we come back, we're going to talk about another, since we were talking about, you know, women on the ranch and stuff, we're going to talk about R. Kelly when we come back from the break. You listening to Speak On It Radio with the Lauderhill Legend. It's me, Sally, and Cornell is back. He's back. Contract negotiations are over. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Black Beatles in the city, be back immediately to confiscate the money.
Fresh girl, wow, my world.
Send flowers, but you said you didn't receive.
Mike Wilmer.
That girl is a real proud beast. Watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get in. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drinking. They lose it when the DJ drops the knee. Getting so gone, I'm not blinking. What in the world was I thinking? New day, new money to be made. There is nothing to explain.
I'm a fucking black beetle cream. Rockin' John Lennon lenses, like to see him spread eagle. Took a bitch to the club and let a party on the table, screaming everybody's famous. Like clockwork, I blow it all. Then get some more. Get you somebody that can do both. Black Beatles got the face belly rolling. She thinks she love me.
Watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get in. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drinking. They lose it when the DJ drops the knee.
Came in with two girls look like strippers.
Hey, so we have a little bit of time left in the show. We have Cornell. We're talking in the green room about, you know, these artists and their interest in lots of women. So if you don't know, if you haven't heard, you must be living under a rock. R. Kelly, the Pied Piper of R&B, has been accused yet again of being of having indiscriminate relationships with young women. There's one family in particular, the Savage family, who did a press conference the other day. The father was withholding information, saying, "We're going to say more later. We're going to say more later," but he's holding our daughter against her will. Now, Cornell, you've been watching you've been watching the blogs. You've been watching this?
What do you think?
What do you think about the sex cult allegation?
I don't think he's doing nothing wrong.
What?
No, I don't think you're doing nothing wrong.
Cue the song. I don't see nothing wrong.
Well, everybody grown.
Right.
And if that's what they doing, that's what they doing. He ain't holding nobody against their will. And then the key word is he having relationships with young women, not young girls. Now I do believe in my opinion. My opinion,
right.
I do think that dude is a pedophile. That's just my opinion.
He has pedophilish tendencies. Aaliyah was 15 when he married her.
But then you got to question these parents who take him over to R. Kelly.
And that's where it is, right there. Right there. That's the parent. You have an underage child. Why are you dropping him off at R. Kelly house? Like, why are you dropping her to R. Kelly? She's not even able to get in the club.
What the dad said, took his daughter.
Oh, the dad showed up.
Why would I take my daughter to R. Kelly and leave her?
You know she's there, right? Now, she was 19 at the time. But he knows, the family's been in communication with the girl whose parents had this press conference. They're in communication with her frequently. She tells them, leave me alone. I'm cool.
I think everybody tried. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Hello.
I know we don't have. Time it up. Pop up.
Hey, listen. Before y'all want to cut my contract and throw me by the wayside and put me on Fox News, I had an issue with my phone this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I lost my phone for a couple of hours. My phone was gone. I knew y'all was calling. I ain't had no way to get in. You know I don't know nobody's number by heart. You know that.
Oh.
So I can't get nobody's number. Now, Cornell, what's up, man? What's going on?
What's going on, Tommy?
What y'all talking about? R. Kelly, man. R. Kelly, the greatest R&B singer of all time, man. Y'all know that, and ain't nobody.
He's the greatest.
Responsible.
I ain't gonna say he's the greatest R&B singer of all time. Now you got Luther Vandross.
Who better than him?
Luther Vandross. Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson was a pop star. Let me ask you this, though, Tommy. He's the greatest R&B singer of all time, right?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't drop your daughter off over there, would you?
I wouldn't go nowhere near R. Kelly. I heard this week. This is the best thing that need to happen with R. Kelly. He need to go to a prison with a recording studio, and that's what he needs to do.
Just crank out music.
That's right. He need to do the time he deserves, and we can still get us some good music. And that's what I heard this week. That's where he need to go.
The women's perspective is we need to stop supporting him 100%.
Oh, now y'all ain't gonna never stop.
14.
Women are
trying to take a stand nowadays. Like, wait a minute now.
You see the Boom Doc episode of R. Kelly? Y'all ain't gonna never stop supporting him. Y'all don't hold him responsible.
I'm looking at him skeptically because he had where there's smoke, there's fire. And I saw the tape. I ain't going to tell you which tape I saw, but he has his way with young women. Now, he might not be convicted of it, but, man, come on, man.
R. Kelly songs off your phone.
But here's the thing.
I don't have no R. Kelly songs in my iTunes. I don't, as a matter of fact.
But here's the thing, though.
I don't.
What R. Kelly doing right now ain't nothing illegal about it.
No,
How about your boy Usher?
Oh, man.
We're supposed to talk about Usher tonight.
Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. That is totally ridiculous with Usher.
Now, how you,
I couldn't believe
how you going to get out there, man? How you going to get out there to be a sex symbol? Talking about having all this sex with these girls. And you, come on, man.
And you got,
but he's dripping, though. The man is diseased. And he's like, he got green discharge and all kind of nastiness, and these girls still with it. And he's paying them.
But hey, man, he'll find somebody to get to.
Hey, man, 15 seconds left. Y'all better go on and close it because I played hooky tonight, so I'm going to let y'all close it, man.
Go ahead, man. You might as well stay on.
We did everything else.
You closed the show.
Yeah, let me close it. Number one, we want to welcome back Cornell. He's back from his trip to Europe, and his contract is now finalized for 2 years. Did you get the money that you wanted, sir? Did you get it?
I wouldn't be here.
Okay, all right. Well, then one other question. When is the next Democratic National Convention? And where is it being held at? Do you know?
It's probably around about, I think they probably open up about 9 o'clock in the morning up there on 441 in Broward Boulevard.
The nerve.
Hey, man. Listen, that's an old joke, man, from an old show. Listen, we want to thank everybody for listening tonight. I want to apologize to all the listeners for my lateness. But I had a little issue that I had to take care of tonight. So I really, really apologize to everybody. Thank you for listening. We're going to get on out of here tonight. I want to thank y'all for holding it down, Celebration. And Sir Cornell, man, it's great to have you back. Hey, Cornell, one last thing. We never did talk about Kobe in that last game. We had them 60 points. You know Kobe, the man. You know that, right?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you might as well go on and close it out, man.
I thought I just knew that. Hey,
good night, y'all. I hear Nas, man. Everybody, have a good night.
One time.
All right. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front my face on the front.